Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the Southern Illinois District Convention. Joining me now at the booth, we have the president of the Lutheran Church of South Africa, the Reverend Modisa Marahalo. Did I get it even close?
You're right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Pastor. It's good to get to spend some time with you. Now, you serve as the president of the Lutheran Church of South Africa. Tell us about the Lutheran Church of South Africa, a little bit about the history of the church there.
I'm in fact the bishop-elect. I'm not
the bishop-elect
yet.
Okay.
Yes, and that will happen on the 1st March. Yeah, the LCSA started from the German mission.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the LKM? Yes. And it grew from there. So it started as the... what is the name there? You see, the churches came to South Africa from Hermannsburg and the one from Hanoveria. So ours came from Hanoveria. So it was called the mm-hmm. Hanoverian Lutheran Church. And later, as time went on, around 60, 62,
mm-hmm.
It started to have its own constitution and be established as a church in South Africa, still led by the German mission.
Mm-hmm.
And today now, of course, after some time, it was now the LCSA, the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa.
Tell us, what does the LCSA look like today? How many congregations? Where would we find these congregations?
Yeah. It's divided amongst, I would say, mainly two groups,
mm-hmm.
the Tswana and the Zulu. And, of course, the Zulu, it came through the Zulu area and, of course, went into the Tswana area. The Zulu area is the Durban, mm-hmm. Natal, and in the northwest inland, that's where it started at Botshabelo, and it spread from there. But it also went to Botswana, that is another country, and also Swaziland. Is it? Yeah, Swaziland. But in Swaziland today, it's not that big and growing.
Share with us your story of how you became a member of this church. Has your family been a part of this church?
Ah, how, from far.
Many generations?
You know, mm-hmm. my father and my father's young brother were pastors in this church. So that's where we come from. So I am the second generation of pastors from the family, mm-hmm. yes.
Tell us about the relationship between the LCSA and the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Yeah, it started with the partnership
mm-hmm.
between the Southern Illinois District and the LCSA. I'm trying to think what year that I don't remember so well, but it's well over 20 years now.
Over 20 years. And what has come about as a result of that relationship? What are some of the things that have happened because of that relationship?
Yeah, knowing each other,
mm-hmm.
learning from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You could see our church is growing, and yes, it is taking, yeah, I have to say more from the Missouri Synod. Yeah, from the Missouri Synod, Southern Illinois District. So there's a lot of support from you guys.
And that's great to hear about the partnership and having partner churches to be able to connect like this. What does it mean to have this partnership, as you said, to know each other, to learn from one another? What do you think we've learned from each other as church bodies? What do you think our brothers and sisters in South Africa have learned from the Missouri Synod? What do you think the Missouri Synod brothers and sisters have learned from South Africa?
Yeah, the initial idea was to share and do things mutually, things that the South Illinois district does not have, we come with, and things that we, the LCSA, do not have, South Illinois district comes with. So those are the things that we were mutually sharing amongst ourselves.
When we gather for worship as sister churches, how, if I were to come visit your church, next week, would it be very familiar to me? You know, is it familiar to you when you come worship in a congregation here in Southern Illinois District?
There are many differences, but of course there are some common things that we do together. Mm-hmm. The way we sing, you are a little bit different. You've got your own way of singing. Of course, we also have our own way of singing. We both were influenced from the German, so we have kept that tradition a little bit, but also getting dynamic and being, you know, being yourselves and us being ourselves. So when you come visit, there's a time when you are not just going to understand what is happening, but still, you will be Christian.
What is, how many languages are used among the churches in the LCSA?
As I said, mainly the are two groups, that is Zulu and Setswana. But in the country, there are more languages than that. You see, for one, I speak more than five. And I've learned... three that I cannot speak. What is it? Hebrew, Greek,
and Latin.
Yes, those I just only have to read from the book.
You can read them. That's good.
That's right. And you know, help to prepare my sermon and stuff like that.
What's your favorite hymn? That's one of my favorite questions to ask. What's your favorite hymn? And share with us why.
There is a Setswana one. It's number 4. That is known in the church. It says, I was brought up to this point. So it means God has provided me up to this point, for me up to this point. So he has protected me, he has been there for me, and you know, he does things for us. And,
well, very good. That reminds me of the story of Ebenezer, I think, is it 2 Samuel? The Lord has provided.
I was careful not to do that, to say that. I wanted to explain it up until you get the meaning. So you got exactly straight into it.
The Lord provides, indeed.
He does.
And how have you seen over time, how have you seen how the Lord has provided for our brothers and sisters in Christ in South Africa?
Oh, wait, tremendously. That is very clear. It cannot go without being noticed. You know, people do things their own way, and God always does things his way, and we always learn from what God does for us. I can tell you a story right away.
Sure.
As we were coming this way, you almost couldn't come. On our way, my car broke, and we could not get the flight.
Oh no.
And it left. So we had to see how we come. And God provided. Here we are. The second day it happened. And we, you know, here we are. So God provides.
Amen. He does indeed. Well, what will you be sharing with the convention a report today?
I will. I'll be talking about what, as a bishop elect, and as I said, I'm going to be only installed by March. And yes, I've got my vision, and of course, as I said, God has his own vision. So I would like to share the vision that we have, and God willing, that's how we would like to operate in the LCSA.
Amen. Well, it is good to have some time to chat with you today. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule here and meeting with everyone else today to share with us. And what a privilege to get to spend some time talking with you today. The Bishop-elect, Modesa
Marajelo.
Thank you so much for being our guest here on His Time. What a pleasure to talk with you
today.
God's blessings.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, I'm going to send it back to you in the studio, Buzz, as we're broadcasting live from the Southern Illinois District Convention right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Up next, Matthew 15 on traditions of men and the odd treatment accorded the Canaanite woman. Join us.
By Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF and my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
A long-standing tradition at Worldwide KFUO is to broadcast two Sunday morning worship services for those unable to attend or who wish to benefit from hearing God's Word on KFUO or online. From Peace Lutheran Church in South St. Louis County, Senior Pastor Dennis Castens presides during our early service at 8 a.m. At 10:45, service from Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, where Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden is Senior Pastor. Hear the message of mercy and forgiveness during Sunday morning worship on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the Southern Illinois District Convention at the Regency Conference Center in O'Fallon, Illinois. Joining me now at the table, Bob Polansky, the Executive Director of Camp Wartburg here in the Southern Illinois District. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great and glad to get to spend some time with you. A little bit different here than a morning out at camp, I'm sure.
Yes. Although last night during worship, it's just a pleasure to sit and listen to all the voices singing those hymns and participating in fellowship with our Lord.
Amen. It was. I was just outside of the convention hall and could hear all those voices and the sound of all those voices singing together in unison. Occasionally some harmonies as well, but just to hear so many people from the district gathered together to hear God's word, to receive His good gifts. What a blessing it is. Well, let's talk about Camp Wartburg. And how long has Camp Wartburg been around? I know it has a history here and it has moved around a little bit, but tell us about the history of Camp Wartburg.
All right. Well, Camp Wartburg started in 1963, so we celebrated 50 years a couple of years ago. We are just blessed to be here in Southern Illinois, close to the St. Louis area. We serve both sides of the river, we have been serving children. We're primarily a children's summer camp, but we do retreats, mm-hmm. and we do outdoor education throughout the school year, too. So it's a very hopping place, and so we're ready for the warm weather to show up and stick around.
I bet. Although you have retreats and things throughout the year. You have really nice facilities there. I've been there for a handful of retreats and nice facilities that can accommodate groups throughout the year, which is nice. And it's a nice, quiet place, not too far for those of us around the St. Louis area or in the Southern Illinois District. It's not too long of a drive. It's For many of us, it's within an hour or so.
I think many people are just rather amazed that, you know, for many, it's a half an hour, 45 minutes from just about anywhere in St. Louis, and you can get away from the bright lights and all the concrete and the big buildings and the noise and get away to the peace and quiet and hearing crickets and birds sing.
It is nice and peaceful there. I certainly do appreciate that. Now, you mentioned that primarily a children's camp. Let's talk about some of the camps that you have for children. What are some of the opportunities and the events going on for kids coming up in this camp season?
Yeah, well, we run a wide variety of camps. I always joke around saying, whatever your child's camp interest, we probably have a camp for you. I mean, we have sports camps and art camps, and we have climbing camps because we have high ropes at Camp Wartburg. We have one of our more popular camps is called Night Owl, where the kids stay up all night, and then they play games and do various activities, and then they sleep all day. So not too much different than probably the norm for many of kids. It's just it's a place to get away from video games and things like that.
Yeah.
But we have some sampler camps where, you know, if you want to participate in a lot of different activities, we have some WOW programs where one camp goes canoeing and horseback riding and creek walking and does a little bit of climbing. That's kind of our base WOW, which is the first one we started. And we're up to our third WOW. And one of them goes paintballing and go-karting. And then that's WOW Extreme. And then the other one goes does laser tag and frisbee golf and things like that. So we just try to give everybody a great variety of activities. And then no matter what program you come to, we have Bible studies every day. We do campfire every evening. And so we start the day with devotions even before breakfast. And oftentimes the counselors lead a devotion privately with their little camp group in the evening, too, just to help settle the kids down. So it's a fun, normally a six-day, very packed activity.
Well, let's talk about, so the registration is open now, correct?
Oh, yes.
For summer camp. Mm-hmm. And what's your theme this summer?
Our theme is look to the birds. I know it's kind of strange and everybody's like, but we're trying to go back to a little bit of our more natural roots. We did some on trees and seeds and other kind of nature-oriented. And so the more and more we delved into this, the more and more we really liked it because there are bird stories in the Bible. And some are not so much in the Bible, but because I think we have a cardinal on our brochure, you know, kind of playing up our St. Louis roots. But we are talking about songbirds at that time. But you know, the dove is a very common story in a couple of different stories. Yesterday, one of our readings during worship was talking about soaring like eagles, and so it's a great thing. One of my favorites is just the rooster, and you know, the rooster's a symbol of the church, and it talks about your faith, and so when we have our rooster day, we will definitely get a chance to talk about, you know, are you standing firm, and are you proclaiming your faith, and so we're all going to be roosters for one day. So
now, how's that going to work during the owl week, where the kids are, I guess, well, owl, there you have one of the birds.
We do have an owl day too, so but yeah, so no, normally the night owl crew, they just kind of, we still kind of stay in our day structure. It's just we like if they get up in the middle of the afternoon and they have dinner, their dinner is kind of considered breakfast. You just have dinner food. So no different than many of us who don't mind having pancakes and sausage or pancakes and bacon for dinner sometimes. So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, how has Camp Wartburg been a service to the district? What is how does the Southern Illinois District and Camp Wartburg work together?
Oh, wow. In many ways, we host normally the Spring Pastors Conference. It's scheduled for May 5th this year. And so we are privileged to host that once a year. We also have been hosting LWML, both their fall conference every other year, and then we also host prison ministry meetings, things like that. And, well, and most definitely we serve most of the schools in the district. Mm-hmm. So come to camp for outdoor education. And then for retreats and other things, we also work in conjunction with the Youth Advisory Committee, and we host a junior high and a senior high event at Camp Wartburg.
I've been there for the junior high event.
It's a fun time.
It is. They have a good time, for
kids
sure.
Kids have endless energy, and we adults get worn out.
Well, very good, very good. How can folks find out more about Camp Wartburg?
Well, we are on the website, and the true joy of it all is we are the only Camp Wartburg in the whole wide world. So you can just Google search Camp Wartburg, and you can look us up. Our summer brochure is on the internet, and you can register online, and that's normally the easiest way. And yeah, I mean, or if there are other inquiries,
sure.
you can look us up and give us a buzz.
Good point. There aren't a lot of Camp Wartburgs around.
No, there aren't. Wartburg is very popular, but there's a Wartburg College and
sure.
things like that.
Where, for those trying to find where Camp Wartburg is, give us an idea where we'd find it, coming from either Southern Illinois or from the St. Louis side, either one.
Oh, boy. Very easy. I just tell everybody, you know, you cross the river at the JB Bridge, or you come down 255 and you go through Columbia, and just south of Waterloo. We're about 3-4 miles outside of Waterloo, out in the woods and the hills and a pond and a creek and all those other wonderful things. So not very far at all.
Past the pond and the creek, and
yes.
there you find
yep.
there you find Camp
Over
Wartburg.
The river and through the woods.
Well, that's great. So summer camp registration open, a number of events going on throughout the year. As you mentioned, retreats and other meetings that are held there. If folks are interested in having a retreat mm-hmm. at Camp Wartburg, what all does that entail? Who should they contact to do that?
Probably the easiest person to contact is our office coordinator, and that would be Lauren Thorberg. Our phone number is area code 618-939-7715, and she's extension 10. She can book all those things, and she can tell you what the rates are and things like that. We also have contracts online, so you could go and look at that. We have a women's retreat coming up very soon. Phyllis Wallace is our Bible study leader for that. I believe it's the last weekend in February, and so that is coming up before we know it. We also have a chicken dinner, which is almost always the last Sunday in April. And I believe it's the 26th this year. And it's a great open house. We also serve great chicken. and so I encourage everybody to just drive down a little stretch,
sure.
just southern, south of Waterloo, I guess, and enjoy some of the best chicken. And then we have a golf outing in May also. So those are the next big things coming up. So
great, great. If a group is interested in having a retreat or a meeting at Camp Wartburg, what does the camp offer? How could a meeting or a conference or a retreat be accommodated there?
Well, we offer up clean facilities and great meeting space for groups to come. I think one of the things I really enjoy is it is a place set apart, a time where you can just mm-hmm. grow in your faith and get to know God a little bit better, and that's all important.
And it's kind of away from distractions as well.
It is, yeah. I mean, during the summer, we tell the kids, leave your cell phones, leave all your video games and stuff away. We actually have a group where they don't let them use their cell phones. So for those of us, it
sounds frightening to some people, I'm sure.
Yeah, some people say, I could never do that. It's just a great opportunity to really get away and
yeah.
to draw closer to God. And we had an Eagle Scout. I mean, one of the cool things that happened, we had an Eagle Scout a couple of years ago, Keenan McBurney from Abiding Savior. He created a prayer walk. For us, and so we're going to have to change it because we have a couple of different topics for it, but right now it's up for the 7 days of creation, and so it's
cool.
kind of a neat walk along the woods.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a nice, quiet place. Well, I know it is. I've been there a number of times for retreats, but for our listeners, to let them know that it's a quiet place to, if you want to have a meeting or a conference or a retreat, is probably it's an ideal location mm-hmm. for a retreat. A family getaway?
Yeah, we do some family reunions too. Some are even pastors and their families. Pastor Cameron from our district has had his family a few times. The Woolerys have been here a time or two also for family reunions. And so we also do some weddings and receptions. So my daughter got married this last year. We had the ceremony in town, and then we had the reception out at camp. And so it worked both ends of my Christian life there. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, what a great way for families to get together, for congregations to have a retreat there, and what a neat place. Well, thank you so much for sharing some with us today. I know that you've got some folks probably over at your booth waiting to talk with you, but I want to say thanks for spending some time talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on. Bob, great opportunity.
Bob Polansky, Executive Director, Camp Wartburg, right here in the Southern Illinois District. Thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
All right, God's blessings.
Thank you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study today with my pastor, actually. I get to spend some time studying God's Word with my pastor, the Reverend Peter Ill, coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to study, we're going to get into that John text today. Hope you can join us for that and more as we broadcast live from the Southern Illinois District Convention here in O'Fallon, Illinois today. Stick around for more. His time all coming up in just a little bit right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.